Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine. How are y'all tonight? I would love to hear your calls tonight at 406-545-4496, option one. I would love to talk to you about any kind of healing you might need or anything that's going on in your world that you might need to talk about somebody who might be a touch psychic about. Let's see, what else could we talk about? We could talk about past lives. We could talk about Reiki, the difference between Reiki and something else. Any other energy work? We could talk about massage therapy because I did pay that $10,000 to get that certification. So, and I just say that because Danielle's still here for the moment in in the studio, and I'm just teasing her a little bit. Because I am one of those people that say I don't do massage anymore. I don't like to work that hard anymore. I find it much easier to sing and dance around people instead. So that's much more fun. So anyway, I see. Let's see. We're logged into the chat room, I think. And I think I'm under me. So give me a chat or send me a chat or give me a call at 406-545-4496, option one. To join the chat room, you go to mtradio.net/chat. And I hear that last week I had one of my friends on there that I didn't even realize who she was. So it was cool to find that out today. But I'm going to start off tonight by singing you a little song. Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories stream from my veins. Let me be empty. Oh, and weightless. And maybe I'll find some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. You are pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angels. May you find some comfort here. You're so tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. The storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escaping one last time, it's easier to believe in this sweet madness. Oh, this glorious sadness that brings me to my knees in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. You are pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. So I was working on Danielle because she was sore from from Fit Body Boot Camp, which I'm going to try again tomorrow. So I just opened my eyes after singing all that, and she's laying all sprawled out on this couch over here, and pretty sure she feels better.
I do.
She does, she says. So that's awesome. And see, I can do that massage from clear over here.
Yes, you can.
Oh, thanks, Danielle. Thanks for letting me work on you, babe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night. So anyway, what we're talking about tonight is how all this energy stuff works. Somebody said she almost can't listen. She sang at my... somebody named Valerie. Okay. I hope that's my friend, Valerie. That's cool. She sang at my session after a very, very emotional release. Yeah. Sarah says, past life question for someone else who cannot listen tonight. Yes, you sure can, Sarah. Sarah's asking if she can ask a past life question for somebody else who cannot listen tonight. She'll listen to the recorded show. And yes, absolutely. So go ahead and ask your question. You can call in if you want to at 406-545-4496, option one. Or you can just ask in the chat room. So, I have noticed a real hesitancy of people coming in because I do psychic work, and people do not want me to see anything or everything in their lives, and they're afraid of judgment. I find that just hilarious because I totally don't judge anything that I see. I'm the last, very last person who can judge anybody else's life, because I've sampled from the buffet of life in nearly everything I can think of, except maybe murder. So, well, at least not this lifetime. I have watched myself, however, murder people in other lifetimes. So I am the very last person to judge. So if you're worried about me seeing something that you might not want me to see, it really doesn't matter to me what you got going on. I just want to help you with it. I know that one woman came into my office this week real worried about that. And she said, I've been thinking of coming to you for months, but she didn't want to because I might judge her for what she had going on. Turns out this has been happening with her for 40 some years. And because of being afraid that somebody would judge her for it, she was holding all that emotionality in her body. And it was really making her uncomfortable. So I found that very interesting that she didn't want to let that go. But now, because I finally convinced her that I wasn't gonna judge her for it. And after we discussed it and everything that I'd done in my life, she was pretty convinced of that. And she did come in and she released all of that and feels much, much better. So anyway, what else did we have going on this week? I just came from my office and we have a psychic meeting going on over there at Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings. And we had one gal that I had walked out of the room for a minute. I don't remember what I was doing, getting tea or something, and came back into the middle of a conversation where she had said that she went to the emergency room and that her chest was hurting. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. And I immediately thought, well, it has to do with that sword in your chest. But she didn't, energetic sword from a past life. She didn't feel comfortable yesterday just thinking that it might be energy, which I can totally understand. You should go get it checked out first, and then when the doctors can't do anything for you and there's really nothing wrong that they can find, then go see somebody like me or Danielle and figure out what's going on with you. So she's sitting there talking about this, and she's saying that she has some cysts in her breasts, too, that really, really hurt. And, you know, she'd had a couple of psychics tell her, one palm reader and one psychic tell her that she had stuff going on in her heart chakra. And she does. And a lot of it has to do with some emotionality with her mother. But this sword, I just kept seeing it stick out of her, and they had talked about doing some energy work on her and removing a sword, and I thought, oh, well, I'm not sure why that didn't work. But then she told me that she had seen an image of somebody standing over the top of her ready to put the sword back in as soon as they took it out, so she had other energy workers work on her, and they had said, you need to find somebody that does this type of work. And I'm kind of going, I wonder why the people that come to my office all the time don't know that I do this kind of work. So for anybody out there, pass the word around. I would love for people to know that I do this stuff and take swords out of people and knives and different things, all kinds of different things. So anyway, we ended up removing this sword and helping her with the pain that were in the cysts that she has. And she feels much, much better now. So I'm happy that I could do that for her. And Sarah says, I have a friend who is acting as a step-parent to an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old. She and this 11-year-old have a lot of animosity, and my friend feels as if there is a past life issue going on. She is struggling with loving this child and would like some insight. So give me just a second. I do feel like there's a past life thing going on here. I'm not exactly sure what it stems from. If you would like to come see me, and I don't really want to say that on the air, everything on the air. What I would like to do is go ahead and do a song for this past life and see if I can heal some of that. But if whoever this is wants to know all about what's going on and would like definitely healing between she and the child, I would love it if you'd come into my office or at least give me a call so I can do it or do a session for you over Skype. I don't have to be live to do this kind of type of work, but yes, I do see some past life stuff and some old issues, a little bit of it stemming from this lifetime. And the child has a lot of abandonment issues. And so does your friend. That's interesting. And so they're kind of almost playing off of each other with those abandonment issues. But I can really help with that. She says she lives out of state. And yeah, but that's cool. I can still do these over Skype. I just did one for somebody in Ireland this morning. That was a lot of fun. So anyway, let me just sing a song for you. But get a hold of me at 406-281-0135 and we can set up an appointment. And if you want to look into the past lives, it feels like there's more than one, maybe two or three. So if you want to look into that, I would love to do that for you, but I don't really want to do that on the air. So let's see. What I do when I take a pause to right before I sing a song is allowing the guides to bring in the song that you need. So this is a particular song for you. It's not that I make these stuff or these songs up. The guides just let me know which song that I know would help you. And it doesn't have necessarily anything to do with the words of the song. It has to do with the tones and what you're holding onto your body. So the tones are what is actually going through and during the healing with the resonation in your body. So bright red is the sun, o'er the waves of Loch Sheenan, a cool gentle breeze, o'er the mountain is stealing, and fair around its islets the small ripples play, and fairer than all is the flower of Finnay. Her hair is like night, and her eyes like gray morning. She trips o'er the heather as if it's touched scorning, but her heart and her lips are as mild as May Day. Young Eileen McMahon, the flower of Finnay. But who down the hillside like wild deer runs fleeting, and who o'er the lakeside is hastening to greet her, who but Fergus O'Farrell, that fiery young gay, the darling and pride of the flower of Finnay. One kiss and one clasp and one wild look of gladness, but why does it change all the sudden to sadness? He has told his sad fortune, he can no longer stay. He must leave his poor Eileen alone in Finnay. For Fergus O'Farrell was true to his silent, but the dark hand of tyranny drove him from Ireland. has joined the brigade in the wars far away. But he vows he'll return to the flower of an age. He fought at Cremona. She hears of his story. He fought at Cassano. She's proud of his glory. Yet sadly she sings, she'll ruin all the day. Oh, come home, my darling, come home to Fanay. 8 long years have passed till she's nigh broken-hearted. Her heel and her rock and her flax she has parted. She sails with the wild geese to Flanders away, and leaves her sad parents alone in Fanay. Lord Clare on the hills of Vermillies is charging. Before him the Sassenach squadrons enlarging. Behind him the cravats their sections displayed. Beside him rides Fergus and shouts for Fanay. On the slopes of La Judoine, the Frenchmen are flying. Lord Clare and his squadrons, the foes still defying. Outnumbered and wounded, retreat in array. And bleeding rides Fergus and thinks of Fanay. In the cloisters of Ypres, a banner is swaying, and by it a poor weeping maiden is praying. That flags the sole trophy of Ramilly's fray, that none is bore hailing the flower of Fanay.
Okay, Sarah, I hope that helps your friend. I'm sure it will, and if it doesn't help everything that she's got going on, which it likely won't because this kind of works in layers, but at least it will smooth it over a little bit until they can get in or get an appointment with me to see me or talk to me over Skype, I guess. So, Valerie says, I'm struggling myself with reoccurring endometriosis and ovarian cysts, despite a partial hysterectomy. Boy, I can talk too well tonight. I think I could benefit from some Marcia energy. I will help you with that. That is a really fascinating subject. I would be curious to know if... Sarah, you're welcome. I can't type anything in tonight. I would be curious to know, Valerie, if you had anything happen to anything in your solar plexus chakra in this lifetime, or if it might be from a past lifetime. I've run into that before, where ovarian cysts are caused by... in this lifetime, it could be caused by any kind of trauma. It could be sexual abuse. It could be that somebody decided to get an abortion. I am not saying that's what happened with Valerie at all, because I don't know who this is. But it does happen that that's part of the reason why people get cysts and endometriosis. Endometriosis is kind of everything turning to scar tissue in your female parts. So it can be kind of painful, and it can be that it was caused from childbirth, but not necessarily, not usually. Childbirth is a very natural thing, and we know for 9 months that we're going to have this kind of trauma to us, and women are really good at dealing with that. But if you had something going on in a past life where you were forced to get an abortion, or you were raped, or I have a past life where the man that I was with dearly loved me at the beginning of our relationship, and then our two children died. And he became very bitter, and he was even more bitter about the fact that I couldn't have any more kids. And this is back in the 1600s, I'm guessing. A little later than that, 1700. Anyway, there wasn't a whole lot of medical knowledge about all of this. There wasn't a whole lot of spiritual knowledge about all of this either. I could go see... people that were considered witches, and you know, that would be completely wrong since we were more Puritan than that. So what happened was he became so bitter that sex was like just a release for him. And so after he would have sex with me, he would just throw me out of the room and I would have to go sleep somewhere else. And that hurt. And then he eventually got to the point where he would come into my room and brutally rape me. And then he raped me with something that I don't know what it was, but I died of a broken heart during that. My heart literally exploded during that. And so that caused a lot of trauma for me, you can imagine. I had a lot of problems having children in this lifetime. I also have had an abortion, and that was totally my choice. I wasn't forced into it this lifetime, but all of that caused all kinds of things to happen, and there's also been some sexual abuse. So that was a whole lot of stuff for me to get over to heal all those female parts. So I have had symptoms of endometriosis and also loads of ovarian cysts. And when those things burst, and that is more pain than I ever want to endure again. That is worse than childbirth, in my opinion. So anyway, Valerie, I would love to help you with that. And I'm going to... Sean, do we have enough? Oh, we're going to do it after the break. So if you can hang on for just a little bit, I will get the song ready for you and we'll get everything happening for you. So I will see you when we come back. Thank you.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135. Or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjon's in downtown Billings.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, mind, body, life, actual clients tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, and welcome back to Channeling Divine. So I've been chatting with Valerie in the chat room, and she says that she's had no abortions, some abuse, but the cysts started when she was 12, before the abuse happened. And thanks, Valerie, for being patient with us so that we could get the break in and get this done for you. I have asked her if it would be okay if I shared on the air the past life where this came from. And she said, no problem, and preach on, sister. So that's way cool. Thanks, Valerie. So, going to ask the guides if they would tell me about the past life that this came from for Valerie, where she's holding it in her sacral chakra. It's very interesting doing this on the air instead of in my office where there's a whole bunch of electrical equipment. I might not get a clear reading, but I do see lots of strings inside Valerie. Lots of attachments, lots of scar tissue. And it's interesting that it could be physical abuse, but it also could be something energetically that happened to her too, or something that she just holds in that area. Something to do with money, perhaps. I've seen it where people, and this is starting to come in for me. It seems that I see really poor
in this lifetime. And I'm seeing you sleeping out on the ground, not even enough to really cover yourself, so you're really cold, and in kind of rags. So I don't know. Let's see. I don't think you're starving to death, but you're making just enough money to get by, and not really enough money to, not enough money to take care of yourself. Part of it has to do with thieving, so that would add even more to the emotional trauma that goes on in that chakra. And I don't really see you. You always hang on to this poverty consciousness. I hope you're not doing this in this lifetime, Valerie. Hopefully you've moved on from that part of it, and it's just the physical part. But you can answer that question for me if you'd like on the chat room. That would be really cool. A lot of us hold on to this poverty mentality where it doesn't matter how much money we make in our lifetime, we are still poor. And that's very unfortunate for everybody, really. I know a lot of people in Eastern Montana tend to do that. And I'm not really sure if it just has to do with the fact that Eastern Montana is so barren, or if it, I don't know why it happens to be with people right there. I'm sure there's other areas of the country that happens too, but I've even heard of people in LA that make a few hundred thousand a year that still think they're poor because they spend all their money. I would love to spend a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, but I haven't been able to. So anyway, back to Valerie. So what I would like to do for you, Valerie, is pull all this energy out from all those lifetimes where you might have been poor, where you might have had any kind of trauma happen to any of your female parts. Or the other thing is personal relationships. It could have been just that you're holding on to a personal relationship, and that's where you're holding on to it at. So anyway, what I would like to do is pull all that energy through that chakra, and I would need you to take a deep breath and blow it all out for me to help release all of that energy. And I'm going to pull energy until all I feel all the strings from all those lifetimes have been released, and I see clear, pure God energy coming through. And I never leave a hole when I'm doing this. I pull the energy through from your aura so that I'm recycling your energy back through, and it cleanses before it goes back into you. And then what I want to do, because I see the clear God energy coming through, what I want to do is ask that the pieces of your soul that were shattered in that lifetime come back through a golden funnel of light and back into the chakra, through that chakra, grounding into muscle, tissue, organ, and bone, healing for all lifetimes. Healing for you, healing for me, healing for you, healing for me, healing for you, healing for me. For anybody that's listening that does this kind of work, I have already protected her and me in a bubble of protection so that nothing else can come through. I do that automatically. But what else? The other thing I would like to do is do a song for Valerie. My true love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you, for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long love. wedding day. She stepped away from me. She moved through the fair. Unfondly, I watched her move here and move there. And she made her star awake as the swan in the evening moves over the lake. The people were saying no to air were wed, but one has a sorrow that never was said. And she smiled as she passed me with her goods and her gear. But that was the last I saw of my dear. Last night she came to me, my true love came in. So softly she entered, her feet made no din, and she laid her hands on me. And this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Okay, Valerie. Valerie said, while we were doing that, she said, I have to some extent, but I'm I'm not sure what that means because I can't read it. She does say, though, that she has that mentality of being broke all the time, being poor all the time. So I'm glad I could help you release that energy. And I would love to hear back from you in a week or two and see how those sisters are doing and see if we got everything. One of the interesting things about this is that it can be healed all at once. I know that a lot of energy work looks like an onion and you peel off layers. And that's really true. But a lot of times things can be healed right now. And I don't like to spread the word that we need to do this over and over and over again. What we need to do is make sure we do it thoroughly the first time so that people don't have to keep dealing with it over and over and over again. Now, are you going to have past lives that affect, or different past lives that affects this part of your body? Yes. Hopefully, a lot of those got healed right at the same time. Not necessarily, but hopefully they did. So I'm not one to tell you that you have to come back to me and back to me and back to me. I am one to tell you that I would love for you to believe that this could be healed right now and that you could release all of that energy right now and that we could just get on with our lives. So what I did for Valerie is I helped release a lot of that scar tissue, and she may have felt that while I was working on her. I also helped dissolve, kind of blasted the cysts
with my voice. And that is one of the more powerful songs that I use. I love that song. It has just the right tones in it for that kind of work. And then another thing that I do is theta healing. And so I pulled energy out, kind of like a stuck belief in her brain. And I helped pull that out about that total feeling of lack and never having enough. And I asked God to help replace that with, I always have enough. There is always enough in the universe for me to have everything that I need. So we did that. And then I balanced all of her chakras too. I tend to believe that everything that happens in one chakra affects every other chakra that we have. And it always really starts in the root anyway. So what I like to do is balance all the chakras to make sure that all of the energy is back to the way it belongs. So, Valerie, I hope you're feeling a whole lot better. And if you want to call us and let us know how you're doing, I would love that. The number is 406-545-4496, option 1. And if anybody else has a comment on how any of these songs helped you or whatever you've got going on in your life, I would love to hear from you. I find it interesting how these songs can help everybody else too. I've had people sitting out in my waiting room in my office listening to the songs that I sing, and always they're helping them relax. But I've had people say, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I released from my heart when you started singing that one song, you know? And I think that is so cool that I can benefit more than one person at the same time. I think that's really neat. And I don't do it consciously, but God works in mysterious ways. And Valerie says you got it. Thanks so much. That's awesome. Good to hear. Thanks, Valerie. So, another thing that I do with all of this is do group healings for people. So if you've got something going on in your family, like the gal that I worked on earlier, if you've got something going on in your family and you just cannot work through it, and you get the feeling that it has to do with something that I might be able to heal, I would love to help you with that. Or if it's in an office situation, a lot of times there is past life stuff that comes up in an office, because we're here in this lifetime to take care of a bunch of that karma that we've got going on with people. So if you have a person in your office that you really cannot get along with, try it. You know, I might be able to release it. I can usually release it from both people without even having to see both people. So that's kind of cool. If you got something going on in a bigger group, I would love to help you with that too. Even kind of just bringing your group closer together. This benefits in that it releases, it does bring your energy and kind of melts your energy together so that the whole group can become more cohesive. And Valerie said she did feel it. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, Valerie. So when I'm working with bigger groups like this, I don't get into personal things because I don't feel it's fair. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm picking on one person or another. What I do is sing to the whole room while I'm moving in and out of people. And I try not to even center in on one person too much, unless there's actually something I need to touch them for. And then I might move my voice somewhere else so that they stay kind of, I can't think of the right word, but so that all the intention isn't on them. So I did a healing. This was great. When I went down to learn the soul trauma healing that I do, I went down to Florida and I told everybody what I do and a little bit about the Celtic singing that I do. And one of the gals wanted to try it. And she said, I've been to Ireland. I loved it. And I really want to try what you do. So we just stood out on the front porch and by ourselves. And I worked on her for a little bit and just did one song. And she was just floored. She said, I couldn't believe how much that released. So we went back inside and finished our break and started in again. And at the end of the day, when we were going to do a meditation, she said, I have a request. Can Marcia sing for us? So I got up and I connected all of us. I facilitated us being connected by the universe and did this song. And I'm not even sure what I sang now, but when that was the most incredible group of women that I have ever been with. Usually when you get 12 or 13 women in a room, there is some kind of conflict. And there was never one. And I just thought that was incredible. I'm not taking credit for that because that was an amazing group of women. But I think it did help to connect us all to begin with. And I just find this kind of healing incredible. So if you got any questions for me about this or anything else, give me a call at 406-545-4496, option one, or join me in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat and send me your questions or your comments and let me know how I'm doing. I know my son called me after our last show and he said, oh my gosh, Mom, do you always sing such sad songs? Well, honey, yeah. A lot of times I do. What I do is I look for songs that touch my heart. And a lot of the songs that are ballads that are a little slower, and I do most of the time need to hold tones so that they can work in your body a little bit more. If I'm singing a fast song, it's probably not going to do you as much good unless it needs to be uplifting and less penetrating. So what I look for is something where I'm going to hold tones and for a length of time and something that really touches my heart. So I know that I'm teaching some other people how to do this kind of work. And one of the gals was asking me, how do you look for these songs? And I said, well, start listening to some Celtic music and just listen to whatever or pick whatever touches your heart. And I'm starting to learn a little more of the music that's in Gaelic, so I'm excited about that. It seems to help a little bit if all the words aren't in English, because then you're not concentrating on what the song means. It's a little more about what the tones are and what the tone of the whole music is. So it's been really fun to find new music, and it's been really fun to go through and find out what's traditional and what's not. That's been really interesting, actually. Some of the stuff that I thought was really traditional has been just made up in the last year or two. But it's interesting that over in Ireland, they will all sing each other's songs, so you never really know what's traditional and what's not. So here we don't do that so much. And I do use some music from the United States too. I use some older folk music and some that's actually a little bit newer. Sometimes I even get called to sing something that might just touch somebody's heart from the 70s, because that's the era where they were a teenager and something happened that kicked off a whole bunch of pain for them. So I know that in the 80s, my mom died, and some of those songs from that particular time in my life will still make me cry. And that's not a bad thing anymore. I think it's a really good thing. I think it helped me release all of that pain from my mom passing away. And another thing that helped is the fact that I get to know her reincarnated into the little girl that that I saw her eyes in. I got to work on the mom while she was pregnant and know that little soul was my mother. And then I got to meet her. Curiosity says, love the show. Thanks for the wonderful music. You're welcome, sweetie. Good to hear from you. Let's see. we've got just a few minutes left. And I'm thinking that there's somebody out there that could use a little bit of work. So I'm just going to go ahead and work on them. And hopefully, eventually, they'll listen to this show and get the healing that they need. The other cool thing about doing energy work is that you don't have to be... It doesn't have to be in this time period. I can do energy work on somebody who is 100 years ago or a few hundred years ago. Or I can do the energy work right now and it can work for you whenever you listen to it. So just sit back and relax. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such his happiness gone away. I gave her gifts of the mind. I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say. With her own name there and her own dark hair, over clouds, over fields of may. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me, so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should. a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, his wings at the dawn of day. Thank you very much, and have a good night.